Scotland back themselves against Australia, Matt Taylor, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-11-20T08:04:12.226Z, description colon Matt Taylor, who has coached with both sides, expects a close encounter when Scotland and Australia meet in the latest installment of a great rivalry on Sunday. Scotland back themselves against Australia, image source, SNS image caption, Taylor is tipping Scotland to win a tight match against Australia on Sunday, Andy Burke, BBC Sport Scotland senior reporter, published, 4 hours ago. Matt Taylor expects a close encounter when Scotland and Australia meet in the latest installment of the great rivalry between the sides on Sunday. A former defence coach for both Scotland and the Wallabies, Taylor has had a front row seat for recent meetings. The Australian believes Scotland will be full of belief despite the resurgence of a Wallabies side that has beaten England and thrashed Wales so far this autumn. Scotland back themselves against Australia, they'll feel very confident at Murrayfield, Taylor told the BBC's Scotland Rugby podcast. I think both are great teams playing good rugby at the moment. There's been a great rivalry there over the last few years. It's going to be close. The last two games has been within a couple points. I think Scotland will edge it. There won't be much in it, I think it'll be within 5 points, maybe 24-19 or something like that. Some of the Australian players might give me a bit of a hard time, but I think the Murrayfield factor, the crowd will get them home. Townsend has taken Scotland to another level, having represented Edinburgh, Border Reavers where he played alongside current Scotland head coach Gregor Townsend and Scotland A in his playing days. Taylor joined Glasgow Warriors as defence coach in 2012 and was assistant to Townsend when the club won the PRO12 title in 2015. He combined that job with a similar role in the Scotland setup, assisting Vern Cotter before linking up with Townsend again when he took over the national job in 2017. Taylor says Townsend has taken Scotland to another level since he departed to join Dave Rennie's Australia backroom staff in 2019, but feels the Scots need to end their 25-year wait for a Six Nations title while some of their key players are still in their prime. Maybe in another 2 or 3 years' time it'll be interesting to see where Scotland is in terms of that cycle, so I think they've got to take the opportunity in the next year or two, said Taylor, who now coaches at Japanese top-flight side Rico Black Rams. I really believe that they shouldn't be too far away. In international rugby you've got to take your moments. Townsend is contracted to Scotland until 2026 and while Taylor believes winning that elusive Six Nations title is the only thing on his mind, he believes his old boss would be a man in demand whenever he choose to pursue a fresh challenge. He's very focused on doing well in the next Six Nations, he said. I know he's got a real drive and determination to win a title with Scotland. He puts everything into the job and I'm just hoping that for him and for the nation and for the players that Scotland can do that. He's got that history playing in France and he can speak French, so I'd imagine there would be teams out there that would be pretty keen to have him as the head coach. I think he wouldn't mind having a go in Japan at some stage as well. He's a very good coach, he's done some really good things with Scotland. So when his time comes to an end, whenever that is, I'm sure he's going to have a lot of options. Related topics, Scottish Rugby Rugby Union, related internet links, Bears sign Scotland's Jordan for next season, published 1 day ago, Scottish Rugby, top stories, live. Guardiola to extend Man City contract, reaction, vote, debate, what are the challenges ahead for Guardiola and Man City, published 33 minutes ago, Gracias Rafa. Why retiring Nadal means so much, published 1 hour ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a family driven from their home by a violent spirit, the truth behind rumours about strange events in a terraced house in West Belfast in 1989, a cancelled flight, a drunken fling and new neighbours, a messy comedy about love, lies and monogamy, starring Susan Wakama and Joshua Maguire, dissecting funny and fascinating medicine. Comedian Kiri Pritchard MacLean and guests celebrate medicine's past, present and future, provocative, haunting new drama, can you hear it? Is this mysterious hum a gift for the chosen few or the soundtrack to a living nightmare? Elsewhere in Scottish sport, Commonwealth Games, why is it so special to be part of Team Scotland? Who are the Commonwealth Games winners and losers? Why Bloom partnership could be game changer for Hearts and Scottish football? From titles to tin pottery, rank Scotland's top 10 clubs, subscribe and follow updates on your Premiership team. Elsewhere in sport, Gracias Rafa, why retiring Nadal means so much, the story behind the iconic photo, 25 years on, how does Guardiola compare to other legendary managers, just a kid who followed their dreams, Nadal on career, what is the Trump dance? And where have we seen it in sport? 5 clues from Man Utd video of first training under Amorim, should Wales coach Gatland stay or go? Pundits have their say. Is there hope for Mercedes in 2025? And why does F1 go to Monaco? What's in McCollum's entree as England white ball coach? Everything's worked out the way it was supposed to. Error-prone England's Groundhog Day defeats keep stacking up. Sublime to stupidity. 120 million witness two sides of boxing. Paul's fight with Tyson and Taylor Serrano epic in pictures. Shearer, Aguero, Welbeck, best Premier League debut goals. Video Shearer, Aguero, Welbeck, best Premier League debut goals. Former Man Utd player Forlan makes pro tennis debut. Video Former Man Utd player Forlan makes pro tennis debut. Home news sport business innovation culture travel earth video live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC get personalized newsletters why you can trust the BBC advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____= window __initial_data_data_global_navigation country="\end_language="eng_bn_service="commercial../name../global_navigation../comma/props/country/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/